Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
That's right, big voice lady. We are the Mason Crosby Show. I'm Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. Tommy Wirtz in the house. Mason Crosby just kicking around, just doing his thing, dominating the Bears. Most wins ever in the history in the Packers-Bears rivalry against the Bears.
That's what
Mason,
we do.
Before we get to our guest, we'll get to him in 1 second. Are you surprised the Packers are favored by 1.5 in this game, according to our friends at the Potawatomi Sportsbook?
No, I mean, I think it's just a coin flip, but with a healthy Jordan Love, you know, if Josh Jacobs is feeling good, I just feel like what Spiegel said, I think that as far as how the team is built, they have a better roster. The Bears are just tenacious on defense. They get turnovers at a high rate, and it's just going to come down to who can protect the ball and find a way to win late.
Yep, and like you said, winning late, that is the Bears' specialty. So the Packers, I know, are ready for that. Well, joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show, a man who is ready for everything at all times. He is the one, he is the only, number 87, Jordy Nelson!
How we doing, guys?
Oh, there's the Jordy. Wow. Yep. How's it going?
Chill out there, Jordy. Yeah. Chill out. All right,
whatever, Mitch. Yeah. There he is.
All right, Jordy. In between coaching, the high school basketball, coaching all the kids' stuff, you know, riding tractors, doing all that. Really appreciate you taking a few minutes and jumping on as we're previewing this playoff game. We got to play one playoff game in Soldier Field, which went really well for us. But I just kind of want to talk about this rivalry. I was looking at your stats, and I'm going to read some numbers. These guys embarrassed me earlier with all the games I played against the Bears. But in 17 games against the Bears, you had 68 catches for 1,060 yards and 8 touchdowns. Yeah. That's insane. In your first, 4 games against them, I don't think you even had any catches. You didn't get a lot of opportunity there. Mm-hmm. So talk about what this rivalry means to you from a Packer player perspective.
Yeah, I think it means a lot. I think when we were, especially early in our careers, when the Bears were good with Urlacher and Tillman and Briggs and those guys, the competitiveness of the games were very high. And whenever you can get these games back into the playoff mode, when we went on our run to the Super Bowl, and now what these guys are about ready to do this weekend makes it even that much more intense. When the games really matter, if it's getting into the playoffs or an actual playoff game, it just, the intensity is higher. The expectations, obviously, for both organizations are extremely high. And the fan bases are just as crazy. So it's exciting to see it back in, I'm going to say, meaningful games when everyone will be watching and a lot's on the line.
Jordy, I want to go like back to, if we can remember, this is a long time ago, but the wraparound last game against the Bears in 2013 and then the first game against them in 2014 in September, you had 10 catches in both those games. The one in 13, you had 161 yards, no touchdowns somehow. How do you get 161 yards and no touchdowns? And then 108 yards on 10 catches and two touchdowns. It looks like, I'm just looking at all your stats. When you scored against the Bears, you scored in pairs. It was either no touchdowns or two touchdowns, which I find fascinating that that happened. So what do you think equates to that? Like whenever you got hot against the Bears, it just became like you were on fire and they just kept feeding you. So talk about those two games if you can remember them specifically.
I don't know if I can, but I think a lot of it is with our quarterback, with Aaron. When he can get in a rhythm and get confidence and feel a vibe with the guy, and we had a bunch of obviously great receivers in my tenure there of just it becomes situational, I guess. Like, A, the preparation through the week and the confidence that he has in you, but then B, it can become the matchups. Early in our years, Chicago played a lot of cover too, so it made it difficult to really push the ball down the field and make explosive plays. They wanted to grind you out. They wanted you to go 10, 12, 14 plays in a drive and see if they can keep you out of the end zone. Probably in the middle of our careers, they went to more of a one-high stuff, and then that's when we liked our matchups. Whenever you had to bring an extra guy in the box, try to pressure Aaron, you had the matchups on the outside that we wanted, and it gave some big plays. So I think with who we had on the outside and obviously who we had at quarterback, he found the matchups, and whenever we had a matchup, we exploited it and continued to exploit it over and over again. And it just sometimes depended on it would be someone different in different games. So when you got those opportunities, you just want to make the most of them. And there's a few games that we enjoyed against the Bears, that's for sure.
Yeah, one in particular, which I'm thankful for that you made a great play, was in 2016. Long 73-yard catch that you had to set up a game-winning field goal. Like, talk about that connection as a wide receiver with your quarterback, you and Aaron, for so long. What happened on that play? Because we've talked about it a bunch. I know y'all kind of saw something, how the safety lined up, where he was. Talk about adjustments and what that means for a quarterback and the receiver being on the same page to make those adjustments in game.
Yeah, I think it's the game planning going into it and the film study and the preparation matter a lot. And I vividly remember that week, if it was with Aaron or in a receiver room with Coach Luke Getsy, about trying to get their corners to weave. Like, they wanted to be in their pedal. They wanted to open up. And if you're running a go ball, you wanted to, you know, kind of chase their inside shoulder to get them to stay inside, then go outside for a fade. If we're wanting to run a post route, we lean them a little bit to the outside, a little widen for us, and then we stick it and go to the post. And I do believe earlier in that game, I was able to do that on a go route and completed it. And then we came back, like you're mentioning, that final drive where we had to have a chunk play. The route that I was running is normally pretty much just a clear route. It's a skinny post. It's an alert for Aaron. If it's there, if the safety sits down, then it's a go for it. Like, he's going to let it rip. For whatever reason, their safety sat down with, I don't know, 20 seconds left, and we have to go 80 yards.
Right.
They sit down on, I can't remember if it was Randall or Javonte running an over route or an in route, and he squatted on that, and then Aaron just lets it go. And like I said, I vividly remember weaving him to the outside, sticking it, running the post, and just had to make sure I got underneath it in time. And then, well, I remember when it's in the air, my focus there was just catching the ball. I knew if I could catch it, go down where I was at, or get tackled where I was at, like, we were in a situation in the ball game. I wasn't worried about catching and trying to score and somehow taking my eyes off of it too soon. Like, at that point in time in the game, it was about catching that ball, getting the big chunk play, getting us in field goal range, and then we could decide if we needed more or just go ahead and let it run down and let you do the game winner.
I do appreciate you getting it down as far as possible. That was nice because it was cold that day, if I remember correctly. So, Jordan, I think Mitch, what do you got?
Wind in Chicago's doing so.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't want to be. As we all saw last weekend when I was watching Aaron with the Steelers and Ravens, how crazy that ball can move, how quick when there's a little gust of wind going through some stadiums.
Exactly.
That's right. Jordy Nelson joining us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. That game had kind of a feeling of what the Bears have been doing recently. You guys led 27-10. The Bears came back to tie it with a field goal with 1:19 left. But, Jordy, when Mason lines up that 32-yarder, Is it what feelings are going, you know, you just caught the big pass to get the ball down there. The team's feeling, you know, good about itself, but also probably a little nervous because there was a big lead that the Bears came back on. But when Mason lines up for a 32-yard game winner, is there any doubt in your mind that you're leaving that field a winner? Or are you like, come on, Mace, just make this one. Like you got to get this one in.
Just do something.
Get away from
the heater for a moment and come and do something for once.
Yeah, do something, yeah. I mean, there's an extreme high level of confidence. I think you wouldn't want to say anything's 100% guaranteed. I think I've watched some football. I don't know if any of you guys watched the FCS championship game between Montana State.
Montana State, yeah.
Nothing's a guarantee. It's one of those things you take everything for granted until it doesn't go right. And like we were just talking, like the weather in Chicago is never perfect. The field is never perfect. There's a lot of scenarios that have to happen and you don't ever think it's going to. So like I said, I was very confident in what was going to happen, but you're definitely not over there celebrating yet until you see it go through.
Hey, Jordy, let's talk about the weather and the cold. It's going to be, I think, real feel tomorrow night, like 4 degrees, gusts up in the 30s, a Soldier Field, Chicago type of atmosphere at night. What did you do to prepare and to stay like warm and ready in those games? Because I'm thinking about that catch. You're running 70 yards, catching that ball. It was probably 10 degrees that day. Just to be able to grab that ball and have that ability in those conditions. Talk about what you did to prepare for that.
Yeah, I think the preparation by that time in our career was done over the years of just honestly living in Green Bay and practicing in it, being around it. You slowly become immune to it. But I do remember that game of being a little bit colder than some others. I mean, I would say maybe 3 or 4 or 5 games that like, okay, this is actually cold. Like, I am about tired of this. And that's honestly how I felt that day. Like, let's go score this. And I believe Josh Sutton was on the Bears at that time. And he was giving me a hard time after the game. I was like, dude, I was tired of dealing with the cold. I wanted to go home. Like, this is enough. But, like, they have the heated benches. They have the heaters. They have the coats. For the most part, when I was playing consistently every down, like, while you're out there, it wasn't a problem. You would have the hand warmers just to keep the hands nice and soft. But when you're moving, the adrenaline and all that stuff, but then on the sideline, you're on the heated benches. I think one trick we eventually learned was the big heavy coats is to put them on you like a blanket and not wear it like a coat. That way you could keep all the heat inside of you or on top of you, like coming up underneath the bench, and keep it that way to where if you're sitting on the coat, you're not getting near as much heat as you would if it was laying on top of you like a blanket.
That. So, that's a savvy veteran move.
Yeah. I know, and I mean, you can go back and try to find it, but I'm pretty sure there's a video out there where I even tried to share mine with Randall one game. He turned it down. He didn't want to cuddle on the sideline and keep warm, but you got to do what you got to do to keep the body heat up.
You would think that a kicker would have came up with that idea before a wide receiver would have. But anyway,
I didn't wear the long coats, Tommy. I didn't wear the long coats. I had to keep like everything off my leg. I just had a little coat on, and I had to kick in the net. I couldn't go sit on there. I'd get tight.
Yeah, yeah.
Mason took his jersey off and just went like, you know.
Right. Jordy had it easy, man. Those guys, they just went on the field, ran around, and sat on the bench, you know, whenever the defense was
never
out
an opportunity to get cold. Jordy Nelson joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Jordy, I want to kind of go back to 2010 and that game and how winning in the postseason against the Chicago Bears, obviously you springboard that into a Super Bowl championship. How big is a game like this where you get to go up against your rival in the postseason for doing that in the future for this current Packers team in your mind? It's another team that's one of the youngest, is the youngest in the NFL. They have been for a few years. They were disappointed last year in the playoffs, and now they get an opportunity to kind of revenge that loss against the Bears that was so ugly this year and a postseason exit early last year. How important could this game be for the future of this Packers team?
It's always important. I think the experience of it, the confidence you can gain from it. I think the year that we went on our playoff run, going into Philly, which is a similar hostile environment, and pulling out a tight one, a close one, and then getting on a roll. So, I mean, when you get into these games and get into the playoffs, no matter honestly at what level it is, I mean, you can even look at Miami from last night in the college football playoffs, or I've experienced it some with some high school stuff of like, once you get in the tournament, you just need to win. And it doesn't matter how or when or how you get it accomplished. You just need to get the W. And sometimes the first game is the hard game. It's getting the nerves out of it, getting comfortable, pulling off a tight one, and then the momentum will go from there. So I think it could be a big springboard for them if it's within this playoff run or years to come. But they're all that way, honestly. I mean, every game you get underneath your belt, the more experience you have, the more comfortable you get, and all that stuff carries from year to year. So they just need to go out and play well. Once it kicks off and once it gets going, after probably the first series or two, everything will settle down and it'll just be football.
Yeah, we got Jordy Nelson joining the Mason Crosby Show. We're talking Bears, Packers, playoff football, Jordy's great career. We were there in Green Bay when they drafted Matthew Golden in the first round. The big thing, you almost were in that first round, right there on the edge of the second. You know, they are right on the edge of the first. But talk about those first couple years, because, you know, everyone this year, it's like Matthew Golden. I talked to Randall Cobb. He came on a few weeks ago before the last Bears game, just talking about being a young receiver and what that takes. Talk about your early, you know, first couple years. I remember you were playing a ton of special teams. I mean, you tackled Adrian Peterson, which I was so thankful for, because I was right behind you, and I was like, if Jordy doesn't tackle him, this is not going to be good. Like, I'm going to be a speed bump or miss him completely. So just talk about what that is and how you developed into the receiver and the football player, the NFL player that you became down the stretch there.
I think receiver is one of the harder positions to adjust to from the college level, no matter what, like, conference or team you played on, into the NFL. I think just the speed of it all, the physicality, and maybe even more so the speed of the guys that aren't normally fast, like the safeties and linebackers. They just cover so much more ground. But it's an adjustment, and it takes time, and it's a comfortable level and knowledgement of the receiver to quarterback, just with my reference of being with Aaron, and obviously we all know how well his mind was in the game of football. And to be on that same page and see the game the same way and understand it the same way, it takes time. And it's one thing to know the playbook and to be able to draw a play up on the board, but to be able to adjust in high-speed situations when the coverages are changing post-snap, DBs are changing post-snap, all that stuff just takes time to get into a groove. So I wouldn't put too much panic or anything on year one with any rookie, to be honest with you. Some of them come out and shine, and then you don't ever hear from them again. Some it takes time to develop, and then they'll go on and have a nice career. So I just continue to be patient with it and putting in the time and getting that comfort level with Jordan and having consistency with it week in and week out, I think makes a big difference. And not even week in and week out on Sundays. I try to stress this to so many kids. It's week in and week out on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Mm. That's where the growth will change everything. Sundays will be Sundays, and that's when you make plays on Sundays, your confidence will grow. But your growth will change on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and that's where you got to be every week, if it's in season or if it's in the 2 months of May and June when you're in OTAs and mini camp, where you can really dive into things and start to understand and see it all the same.
I love that.
For Golden, right?
That's right. Yeah, I think Matthew Golden, you know, that's been the talk, Jordy, like all year. It's like, is Matthew Golden a bust? It's like, it's year one. There's a good core of wide receivers, like y'all were, right? Like when Randall came in and Devontae and all that. And it's like, the beauty of the Packers and how they seem to do it is they don't expect a rookie to go out there. These other teams that draft those rookies and those receivers first round or second round, they have to go and try to be a part of that offense and make a difference right away, or they're just like, the team's not going to be very good. So I think the beauty of it is Matthew Golden can keep developing, keep getting comfortable without like bad situations happening on the field all the time in games, and can keep building behind the scenes. I love that take that you just had. We had something on the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line I had to hit. 262 Ziggy asked, ask Jordy why wide receivers sometimes warm up shirtless for cold weather games, but kickers never do. I'm curious on that one, too. What do you think about that, Jordy?
I guess I'm going to say receivers are mentally weak and they have to try to convince themselves that they're tough.
I like that. I love that.
How much did you pay for this? How much did you pay for this?
When I warmed up, I had a hooded sweatshirt on, hand warmers, sweats. I was warm and comfortable, ready to warm up and go play a football game. I think all the people that walk out there without shirts on are just trying to mess with their own minds. And to me, it already shows that the weather is causing an issue with your mind. Like, you're already worried about the wrong stuff. So put your clothes on, go warm up.
You've talked about that, Mason.
I know. Jordy, I've said that so many times. Whenever, like, Jordy, let me know if you agree with this. Whenever we'd go out to warm up pregame and the opposing team, probably a team from Florida or California, whatever, and all their guys are running around with their shirts off, I knew we were going to crush them. It just was like, all right, the cold is in their head. We're just about to dominate this team. Did you feel the same way?
Absolutely. I mean, they're thinking about the wrong thing. They obviously thought about it all week. They had this cool plan and show that they're going to put on 45 minutes before kickoff. And if it's a dome team, if it's, like you said, someone from Florida, whatever it's going to be, like, every time I see it, I don't think it ever works out well. I think Tennessee did the same thing at Ohio State last year in the playoffs and just got stumped.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's not going to work out.
It was freezing
out,
in Columbus, too. Yeah.
I think the Oakland Raiders did it one year. They all had their shirts off pregame, and then you looked at their sideline during the game, and they all had blanket hoodies on the bench. Like, they couldn't even get like half their team out onto the field whenever it was a transition between offense and defense, because they were just like staying on the sideline as long as possible. And I think that game was over at halftime. So
I love that. When they came out to warm up, sir, they went back in, like, guys, it is freezing out there. Put as much on as possible.
That was stupid, right?
And Jordy, real quick, you know, I know your job as an NFL wide receiver was to show up and get your job done, and you did it at a supremely high level. But what, you know, you saw fan behavior. You saw Bears fans behavior in Chicago. You saw Green Bay fan behavior. What message do you have for the fans? What thoughts do you have about how invested fans are in this matchup? Packers, Bears, both teams playing at a high level, meeting in the playoffs.
Yeah, and does it really play a role in this rivalry, right?
Yeah, good follow-up.
I think the game being in Chicago will make a difference compared to being in Lambeau. I think, and like I said, I mean, it's not your week 5 regular season game when Chicago maybe is not that good anymore or whatever. But, I mean, this is a high, like I said, high stakes game. It's going to be packed. They're going to be rowdy. The passion between the fans, I think, is where the true rivalry is at, especially nowadays, because there's so much turnover. So much turnover in college level. So you know so many more guys. Even in the NFL level, there's a lot of turnover if it's with coaches or players or whatever. Guys work out together in the off season, so there's not that true, I think, hatred anymore, player to player, that you used to see. I'm going to say in the black and white videos that we used to always watch the week of the Bears game. But the fan, the passion, and I guess we can say hatred or the strong dislike towards each other, I think is where the true rivalry stands. I think I haven't heard anything too bad from friend to fan, you know, behavior, but like, I think there's the respect level, there's a passion about it, and now that, like we've mentioned, they're both in the playoffs, the Bears are got the higher seed, there's going to be more on it, and they're going to want to get this win and be able to hold on to it for the next 8 months until they see him again. So I can only imagine what it's like, especially down in Milwaukee, down along the border area, where you have a lot of crossover fans, what it would be on a day-to-day basis. So I think it makes the game that much more enjoyable. There'll be more passion. You'll be able to feel the crowd noise in the environment, probably through your TV screen and through your speakers at home, because playoffs are different. They are different. And then it, whenever it's obviously a rivalry in the playoff game, it just amps it up that much more.
Awesome. Well, Jordy, right. You hit everything. Yeah, you crushed it. I really appreciate you jumping on, man. It means a lot. Good friend. It was awesome seeing you over the Thanksgiving holiday, even though your Wildcats stomped my Colorado Buffaloes. The hospitality was awesome, and always fun spending time with your family. Have a great one, and we'll see you soon, buddy. Probably on the golf course, but
yeah. Or the softball field.
Or the softball, yeah, softball field. All right, buddy, appreciate you.
Yep, thank you guys.
Thanks, Jordy. That's Jordy Nelson, number 87 in our programs, number one in our hearts, here on the guest hotline, brought to you by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Always a blast to catch up with Jordy. And, you know, next time we didn't get a chance to ask, like, any, like, hard decisions he had as the disciplinarian with the NFLPA. But I'm sure he's got, you know, the more he does that, the more good stories he'll have.
As far as smart goes, where does Jordy rank on, like, football smart teammates? It also just sounds like he's just saying words that no one else could understand.
One of the most savvy, smart, you know, because that, I've told you, that's like, we were roommates at St. Norbert's in training camp for a lot of years. And when he was negotiating his contract, he went and negotiated, like, he wanted to sit in and hear what they had to say about him. Mm. And then he would go back, and, like, they obviously don't like that and didn't want that to happen.
No, they do not.
Because every time they were like, well, Aaron makes you better, and he's like, I'd argue that I make Aaron better as well. Because I'll give him a signal, you know, saying how a DB is lining up on me if he doesn't see it. And, like so, yes, you hear Jordy. You hear that. Randall Cobb. You hear.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
For the savvy in the mindset, not just running routes, not just knowing what route to run, you understand the concepts of football so well that it slows down on the field just because you've studied it so deep. So, yeah, it's awesome kind of getting into the brain of a savvy football player like that.
All right, well, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here on the Mason Crosby Show. Less than 30 hours away till kickoff. I know Sparky is in the house. He's getting his pregame meal as he gets ready for Wisconsin Sports Daily. He'll be here from 2 to 5 here at Natty Oaks. But we've got plenty left to get to. 414-677-1250 is the phone number. Who needs to step up for our Green Bay Packers tomorrow night? He's Tommy Wirtz. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nels. This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.